Greetings and welcome back to another and ongoing series of Shirma Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak at Shalom. We're now in Masachet Bab Metzia Daf Pei Zayin Amud Aleph at the second Mishnah of the seventh Perek. And just as a quick preface to this Mishnah, the Torah provides, as you could see on page 80 and the first two Psukim, that when you are literally in another's vineyard, you may eat but not put the grapes into your pouch. And the same thing when you're in a person's wheat field. And we will understand that this is referring to people who are working in that field. Ve'elu ochlim min ha'Torah. The following are people who the Torah provides that they may eat while they're working of the produce with which they're working. Ha'osev mechubar lekarka b'shat gmar melacha. If you're working on something that's mechubar lekarka, it's in the ground at the time that it is completed, meaning you are harvesting. Uvetalush min ha'karka ad shalodim gmar melachto. Or something that's out of the ground before it's finished, as an example, is threshing. But the one condition is all of this is only dvarim shegedul min haaretz. Ve'elu shein ochlim, who cannot eat, ha'osev mechubar lekarka b'shas she'ein gmar melacha. If you're working on something that's mechubar at a time that's not gmar melacha, talush min hakarka me'achar shenigmara melachto, or if you're working on something that is already out of the ground and it is already finished, v'davar shegedul min haaretz, or anything that's not gedul min haaretz, we'll see what all of this means. The first issue the Gemara faces is what is the source for the rule that any work in agriculture, the worker may eat of the stuff that he's picking when he's harvesting, and if he is working in something that's already out of the ground, he may eat of it while it's still in process. Pasuk number one on the page. Ashkachan kerem kol miliminalan, but the Torah only provides for a kerem. How do we know that applies to other, like to figs and dates, etc.? So the answer is gamrina mi kerem. Kerem is a model. Ma kerem yuchad avashgiril gilkarka, vashad gomar malacha, puelo chelbo. What do we know about kerem? It is agriculture, something growing out of the ground. And the Torah provides that when you're harvesting, you may eat. Avkol avashgiril gilkarka, vashad gomar malacha, puelo chelbo. Same thing applies to anything that grows from the ground. So wait a second. Malakarem shekarin chaya ba'olot. Karem has a unique gift that's given to the poor called ololot, which is the extra grapes that are on the edge of the vine, etc. And so therefore, karem can't be a model because you say karem, generally, we have to be more generous with. So the answer is gamrina mikama. Look at the second pasuk, which is the kama. So kama gufa manalan. How do you know that you're allowed to eat when you're working in a wheat field? Tichtiv in the next pasuk. You're allowed to take wheat to kernels in your hand. So mala kama shekhen chayav b'chala. But that doesn't work because kama has another extra gift, which is that when you process the wheat and turn it into flour, you have to give chala. No, parenthetical, umayda hai kama kama de mitchayav b'chala. Who says these stalks are stalks of grain, wheat and barley? Tumakol kama kama rachmana. Maybe the Torah says anything that stalks. So the answer is atir kama kama. The answer is we learn the word kama here from the word kama in Parshat Re'eh. K'tiv ha'chakitevah b'kamat re'acha, k'tiv ha'tam me'achel chermesh b'kama. Shavuot is 7 weeks after you begin putting the scythe against the kama. Ma ha'tam kama me'chayv b'chala, ha'chana me'kama me'chayv b'chala. Just like there, the barley is something that's chayv b'chala. So here too, it could be barley or wheat. So now we have kama and karam. So we go back to the question we had a couple minutes ago, which is maybe kama is not a good model because it has a special halach of chala. The answer is kerem yochiach. But the vineyard which doesn't have chala has the achilim min haTorah. So mala kerem shken chayav b'olot. Kerem has something unique about it, which is olot. Kama tochiach, but kama doesn't have that. And nonetheless, somebody working in the wheat field eats. V'chazar hadin. So things continue going back and forth. Lo rizeh ki rizeh. Hatzad ha-shaveh shaveh. And what do kerem and kama have in common? Shekein davar shegidulei karka v'shad gmar malacha puel ochelbo. They both are things that grow from the ground, and if harvesting, the worker may eat of it. Avkol davar shegidulei karka v'shad gmar malacha puel ochelbo. All right. But wait a second. Mal hatzad ha-shaveh shaveh shekein ishben sad bizbeach. A vineyard and a wheat field, both are things that could end up on the mizbeach. And the only third thing we could add in would be if you're harvesting an olive grove. Because olive oil and wine and flour are the three agricultural components that can come on Mizbeach. Deep Beitzah Mizbeach. Now, Zayit, Bameh Hatzad Ati, but wait a second, do you really need Bameh Hatzad to include Zayit? Hugufe Karam Ikri. An olive grove is also called a vineyard, a karam, dichtiv. When Shimshon takes the 300 foxes and ties the tails together and burns down the fields of the Plishtim, it says, Ve'aver migadish v'ad kamah v'ad karam zayit. You see that an olive grove is called a karam. So that's really not the case of our papa. Karam zayit ikri, karam stamalo ikri. It's called a karam zayit. It's not called a karam. A regular karam, that's a vineyard with grapes only. Okay, mikom makom kasha. But we still have our original problem, which is that karam and kama have something in common, which nothing besides an olive grove share, which is sad mizbeach. Ella Amar Shmuel. Ella means that we're going to reject everything we've said till now. I said, what's the source for saying that a worker in any sort of an orchard, etc., may eat of the fruit that he's processing, that he's harvesting? Amar Kra v'chermesh, the Torah says in the second pasuk on the page, v'chermesh, the Rabot called Balei Chermesh. It's there to include anything that you use a scythe for. But we need a chermesh also to define the time frame, meaning if you're coming into the field to prune it or to do something else, to dig a trench, you can't eat of the fruit. It's only at the time of harvesting from a chermesh. The answer is, that we actually learn from a different phrase. You can't put it into your pouch. What does that mean? It's at a time that you're putting it into your pouch for the owner. That's when you can't put it into your pouch for yourself, but that's when you may eat. But if it's not a time that you're putting it into the pouch for the owner, meaning it's not harvest time, you can't eat at all. So, Tenach Dabar Chermesh, Dalav Bar Chermesh Benalan. And also, that will only tell us those things that you use a scythe for, as opposed to fruit trees where you pick them with your hand. Ala Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, here we go, Amar Kra, Kama. When the Torah says, Kitavoba Kamat Re'acha, it says, Kama, l'rabot kol balei kama, to tell you anything that ripens. But you just got through saying at the beginning of this sugya that kama is specifically wheat or barley. So, hanimil mikamadenete chemesh. That was before we looked at the word chemesh. Hashtad ate chemesh. Once we had the word chemesh, that told us that anything you use a scythe for, it rabbi called davar chemesh rafagav dol mechayv b'chala. So, we have to extend it even to things where chala doesn't apply, like non grains. Kamalamali. So, if that's the case, then what do I need kama for? So, abot kovale kama, to tell me even things that I don't use a scythe for. Hashtav kalam chemesh mi kama, kitavok chemrachalamali. So now, once I have Pasuk 2 giving me the entire framework, it's not about Mehatzad between Karam and Kama. Kama alone with Chemesh and Kel Yecha gives me the entire halacha that anything that I'm working in, if I'm harvesting, I can eat from it. Why do I need Ketavoba Karam Reacha? To teach me specific halachot that I gain from each word or phrase. Kidatanya, as the Brightest says, Kitavo Nemarkan Biyavne Marlalan Lotavo Alav Hashemesh, in the context of the Isur of Halanat Sakhar, the prohibition of not paying a worker on time, it says the sun should not go down on him. Lotavo Alav Hashemesh. And here it says Kitavo. What does that mean? Alan before Alakatuba Dabra, I've come before Alakatuba Dabra. That tells you that in our psukim, we're not talking about a guy walking into a field, but rather a worker. Because the literal read of it is, if you go into a fellow's field, you can eat. Well, that you certainly can't do that. That's Kzela. We're talking about a worker. So kitavo is for that. B'cherem re'acha, what's that for? V'lo b'cherem nochri. That this limitation doesn't apply if you're working as a harvester in the kerem owned by a non-Jew. There you can put it in the pouch. So ha'anech l'mandav ha'gezel nochri asur. So if you say gezel nochri or gezel kuti, tudik or sot, gezel nochri is prohibited. So ha'anemit starich kral l'mishri po'el. That's why I need a pasuk to tell me that a po'el can't. L'mandav ha'gezel nochri mutar, but if you hold that gezel nochri is mutar, that you're allowed to steal from a non-Jew, hashtag zeila mutar, po'el mibaya. So certainly you could just walk in and take. Certainly a worker can take. So therefore, I don't need kerem re'acha v'lo kerem nochri. So malkim la b'kerem re'acha v'lo heshal hakdesh. So kerem re'acha is there to say, as often we saw in Bava Kama, re'acha is there to exclude hakdesh. Meaning, if the gizbar owns a field of hakdesh and you walk into the, and you're hired to work in the field, then the same rights don't apply. V'yachalta, what does that mean? V'lo motzeitz. You can eat the grapes. You can't squeeze out the juice. Anavim, meaning v'lo anavim edavar acher. You can eat the grapes, but you can't eat the grapes in something else. You can't bring bread in, make a sandwich. You can't bring something else. You can just eat the grapes. We'll see more details on that later. Ken nafshecha. What does ken nafshecha mean? Ken nefesh, you follow the pasuk number one on the page, and you'll see each word there. Ken nafshecha. Ken nefesh shel bal habayit kach nafsho shel poel. Meaning, we're addressing about the owner and saying that he has to be treated like you. What does that mean? Ma nafshecha ochel upatur. Af nafshecha polel ochel upatur. Just like you, the balabait, if you're eating out in the field, you're patur from trumot to maserot, because the stuff didn't yet come into the house. Similarly, the polel can eat, doesn't have to worry about trumot to maserot. The last one is sov echa, v'lo achila gasa. You can be satisfied, but not achila gasa, to overfill. Ve'el kel yecha lo titain, and you may not put it in your pouch. That this entire halacha only applies at a time that you're putting it into the pouch of the balabait. Meaning, it only starts when it's a time of harvest. Okay, now we have a backdoor with Machloka Rabbi Yana and Rabbi Yochanan about Chiyuv Masrot, which is going to take us back to the drasha on Kenaf Shechat. Am Rabbi Yana Eina Tovel Mitchayev Maser Ad Shira Pnei Abayit. That when you bring stuff in from the field, there's no chiyuv trumot and masrot until it sees the house, meaning it comes into the house. Shenemar biyarti hakodesh min habayit. What does the penitent say when he brings all the masrot out? I've cleaned them all out of my house. The implication being, they became liable because they came in the house. Rabbi Yochanan amar afilu chatzer kovat. He says, even if you bring it into your chatzer, it's koveh. So we have machloket Rabbi Yana and Rabbi Yochanan. Whether bringing it into your chatzer alone is enough for us to go into the house. What's Rabbi Yochanan's proof? Shenemar, v'yachlu v'sharecha v'saveu. You have to take all the stuff out and allow the people to eat it in your gates. Meaning that even in your gates, that's a place where there's chiyuv. Rabbi Yochanan nami aktiv min habayit. So each amor is going to have to contend with the other's proof text. What's Rabbi Yochanan going to do with bayit? Hamalacha chatzer dumi to bayit. He says bayit is not the definition. It helps guide the definition. In other words, chatzer is the etzam halacha and bayit helps define it. Ma bayit mishtamer, chatzar mishtachatzar mishtameret. Just like a house is a place that's guarded and locked, similarly, the only kind of chatzar that's kovel masrot is a chatzar mishtameret. Rabbiyana nami hakti bisharecha. Rabbiyana has the same problem, bisharecha. Umbayaleid ma'ayaleid derech shar, he says, sharecha is not there for the location, but rather for the root. If you bring things through your gate into your house, then a chayav. Lafuki derech agor v'kapifot alo, but not if you bring it through a backyard or through a roof. Then you're not chayav. If you bring the stuff onto the roof and then drop it through a skylight, it's not chayav. So bayit alone is not machayav, it has to come through the front gate, and that's bisharecha. Alright, so Vyana Rav Yochanan, very nice, but here's where the problem starts. Meiti Rabbi Chanina Choza, kenafshecha, kach nafsho shabala poel. What did we say about the pasuk kenafshecha? It's there to tell you that you and the poel are the same. Ma nafshecha ochel patur, af nafsho shabala ochel patur. Just like you, the owner, can eat out in the field and you're patur from trumot to masrot, similarly the worker can eat out in the field and he's patur from trumot to masrot. What's the implication? Halokeya chayav. If a guy buys something from you in the field, he's chayav in trumot to masrot. My la vasadeh, doesn't that mean even if he's out in the field and he buys it from you, immediately he's chayav in trumot to masrot? My papa, no. Acha b'teina omeret beginav and ofan ota lachatzer askinan. Papa says, you know what we're talking about in that case? Talking about a case where a tree, let's say a fig tree, is outside, and the branch goes into the chatzer, or, if Rabbi Yana, into the house. Meaning that when the lokeach buys it from you, it's already in the chatzer or the house. So, yachi balabait nam minichayiv. So, if that's the case, then the balabait, in other words, we have to find a situation where the balabait is patur and the lokeach is chayav. So the lokeach is chayav in a situation with that weird tree, the balabait should also be chayav. The answer is, and this is a very strange answer, balabait enav b'teinato, lokeach enav b'mikcho. That the balabait is thinking about the tree. As far as he's concerned, the focus is where the tree is anchored, where the trunk is, and that's outside. The lokeach is concerned where the fruit is. So from his perspective, it's in the house. Lokeach midoraita mimachayiv, but time out. Who says that a lokeach, a buyer, is chayav midoraita to separate trumot to masrot? We have a brayta that says this particular town, Beit Hino, was destroyed 3 years before Yerushalayim, and what's the theological explanation for that? They stuck to the word of the Torah and didn't accept the rabbinic extension. What was their excuse? Meaning, only the person who harvests is going to harvest and eat is the one who has to take trumot to masrot. Meaning, v'lo mocher, so therefore, only somebody who's going to eat himself, and not if he sells it, he's not chayav, t'vua tzarecha, only the person who grew it, v'lo lokeach, and not a buyer. Which means that according to everybody, mid'oraita, the only one who's chayav in trumot to masrot is the one who owns the land, grew the produce and is going to eventually be the end user. But not if he sold it, and not if he bought it, and not if another person buys it. He's not chayav either. So there, Ela midrabanan. The answer is kenafshecha, to say that a balabayit and a poel or patur out there implying that a lokech is chayav, that's midrabanan. Ukras machta bealma. Really, kenafshecha is not there to teach you that, because anybody who's not all of those things put together, midoraita, is not chayav. Al kenafshecha lemayata. So what's kenafshecha there for? Lechadatanya, kenafshecha, manafshecha im chasamta patur, apoel im chasamta patur. A poel is something between an owner, because also a person, and like an animal who's being used to, because he's working for you. So remember, an animal, as we're going to see in the next podcast, and we're going to deal with this in depth, there's a prohibition against muzzling him. I might think the same prohibition applies to a poel, and therefore, if the poel agrees to come into the field and take a salary and not eat anything, I might think that that's still a prohibition. The answer is no. Kenaf shecha. He's like you. If you decide to go in your own field and restrain yourself and not eat anything, that's fine. He can do the same. Meiti barzutra ezu gornan lamasrot. The Mishnah talks about what the goren, meaning what's the end process for all sorts of different types of vegetation, of fruit and vegetables from asrot. So the kishuim v'diluim mishipaksu. When it comes to squash and the like, and gourds, etc., when the flower that grows on it comes off, that's its point. Yom Rabbi Yassim, Mishnah Tel Pikesal. That's what it means. My love mishipaksu afilu basadet. Doesn't it mean that even if they're in the field and they haven't come into the house yet, and you took the flower off, or the flower came off, they're already chayav and masrot, shooting down Rabbi Yana and Rabbi Yochanan. Lo, mishipaksu babayit. No, it means that once they're in the house, plus this. Hiyachim mishipaksu, then it shouldn't say from the time yipaksu, anchipaksu mibayilei. It should say the opposite. It should say they're chayav after they come in the house until the flower drops off. So, no, that would be misleading. Itana anchipaksu amena adagama pikusayu. Achipaksu, I might think, till all the flowers fall off. Kamash palan, mishipaksu, michiat chule pikusayu. So therefore it says, mishipaksu, meaning the minute that one of the flowers falls off, it's chayav. But of course we understand it has to be in the house. Meitir barzutra beredo of Nachman, gornola maaser, lechayav ala mishum tevel, mishitigamer malachtan. What's the goren for maaser when the malacha is done? Veizugmar malachtan, when is the malacha done? Malachat achnasatan, when they're gathered together. Which means whenever you gather fruit together, that's already goren lemasrot, even if it didn't get into the house, we think. Gathering in the field. It means bring them into a house, the house, the shed, etc. Right? So that's answer one, is that we could defend Rabbi Yana's position and Rabbi Yochanan's position against all of these attacks by saying they're all taking place in the house. There's a whole different direction to take. When did Rabbi Yana say that when you're bringing olives and grapes, which normally will go to the press, but here they're not going to the press, they don't go to a goren, and therefore they have to come into the house to be chayiv. When it comes to wheat and barley, for instance, goren behediktive, there the Torah explicitly talks about a goren, and that's where the chiyuv happens. Okay, we'll pause at this point. We'll pick up in the next podcast on Daf Pei Chet Amud Bet, continuing with the issur of lo tachsom shor b'disho and the obligation to allow your workers to eat while they're working in the field. In the meantime, I wish you to have a wonderful day.